So do tell me, did your child do transition year? Did it turn out to be a more expensive year than you anticipated? And would you recommend it? So 083 300 3300 if you'd like to text us. And you can also phone us on 066 712 3666. Mary is standing by to take your calls. Now, we're going to start off this afternoon with what I think is a very worthy series of workshops that are taking place in Listowel tomorrow. And it's all to do with the increasing number of Irish people who are being diagnosed with dementia. 30 people a day, would you believe, which is quite frightening, particularly given that we have an ageing population in this country. But to that end, courses are being held in Listowel tomorrow, workshops are being held to make people working in, we'll say, public services and retail and those kind of jobs, to make them more aware of how to deal with and look after somebody who may have dementia, be it in the early stages or whatever. I'm joined on the line to find out more about this by Finbar Maugh, who is chairman of Ard Cúram, which you'll know runs the daycare centre for elderly people in Listowel. Finbar, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Deirdre, and thank you for bringing me in connection with our workshops.
No, not at all. Well, tell us, first of all, what's the idea behind these workshops, Finbar?
Well, Deirdre, as you said, there are 64,000 people living in Ireland with dementia, and 30 more are being diagnosed each day. And the purpose of the workshops is to create an awareness of dementia and to increase the number of people who are able to recognise and interact people with dementia. And of course, the long-term aim here in Listowel is that Listowel would be recognised and designated as a dementia-inclusive community.
In other words, that it's somewhere where people with dementia can feel comfortable in going about their daily business.
Correct. What we're trying to do, ultimately, is create a community that people with, that we can, that embraces and includes people with dementia and shows solidarity with them and their families. And what we're trying to do, hopefully, is send out a message that people with dementia are valued members of our community.
Yeah, because obviously we want people who have this diagnosis to have as normal a life as possible, Finbar, and that involves doing their grocery shopping, going into the bank, just going about their day-to-day business for as long as it is possible to do so, I guess.
Absolutely. And the workshops, Deirdre, are aimed at staff who may be in contact with people with dementia or with people with memory problems in their day-to-day work environment, such as retailers, shopkeepers, publicans, hospitality staff, banking and finance, the whole lot.
Now, tell us a bit about the kind of form the training takes and we'll, perhaps maybe the signs that people will be advised to look out for.
Yeah. First of all, Deirdre, the workshops will be facilitated by an occupational therapist. Her name is Catherine Murphy, from the Memory Technology Resource Room. And this is supported by the Community Work Department at the DHSC. It's an hour-long interactive workshop, and it deals with the different types of dementia, the different stages, and it deals with the early signs and the symptoms of dementia. And people will be, or the those attending will be, talk about people with dementia, their difficulty with language, finding words, managing money, memory recall, and it will highlight also how we can make changes as a community so that we can interact better with those with dementia.
Okay, because I guess if somebody struggles to think of a word, or maybe suddenly stops speaking or acts in a way that's a little bit unusual, we'll say the bank official or the person in the council tax office or whatever, they mightn't realise that that is a symptom of dementia. So it's good that people are educated and they'll know what to look out for.
Exactly. And that's what the whole purpose of the 3 workshops tomorrow are, so that people will become more aware of, you know, the difficulty. They'll be able to detect the early signs, and they'll be able to detect by their interaction with people, is there a dementia situation here?
Now, what was the response, Finbar, when you announced, I know you were involved in it with Ard Curran, that she announced you were going to roll out these workshops. Did the business community in Listowel show interest in it? Was there a good response to it?
Well, Deirdre, we formed an interagency group and we worked very strongly in partnership with the Listowel Business and Community Alliance, that's with Rose Wall and with Joan Flavin. And they've supported us 100%, so much so now that we've up to 90 people attending from the town in Listowel attending our three workshops tomorrow. And it's a phenomenal response. And I would say we're overwhelmed by the support we have from the community.
That's incredible. 90 people willing to give up.
90 people will attend tomorrow day, putting our aside for the good of the community.
Yeah. That's very heartening, Finbarr. You know, fair play to everybody who agreed to sign up to it.
It is brilliant. And I would like to pay tribute to our own people who went around the town and canvassed for people to come to the workshops, and of course the response from the retailers themselves, outstanding altogether.
And is it the idea that workshops like this will be rolled out in other towns? I think something similar was done in Tralee, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there was pre-COVID, there were workshops rolled out as well. But here in the store, and I'm sure elsewhere as well, it's not a once-off initiative. There'll be other initiatives launched year and year, so that the whole process of Listowel becoming dementia-friendly community will be put into operation.
Oh, well, that's great. It's such a positive thing to do, and great to hear about it, and great to hear there was such a positive response. Finbarr, thanks a million for talking to us, and well done to everybody.
Just before you go, can I just say one or two things? Tomorrow in Dublin, would you believe there is a national launch of dementia inclusive campaign in Dublin tomorrow? But as always in Kerry, and certainly in Listowel, we're ahead of the posse. We were on here, done already. We, like somebody, like Chubb O'Connor said long ago, we have our own way of doing things in Kerry, and certainly we have. The other thing I'd like to pay a shout to our colleagues in the HSC who are conducting it, Catherine Murphy, Dolores McElligott, Caroline Dial, and Deirdre Kieran. And above all, I would like to compliment the Listowel Arms Hotel and Fiona O'Callaghan for sponsoring the workshops and for giving us our facilities and their refreshments free gratis.
Great stuff. That's brilliant. Finbarr, we let you go, but thanks a million for filling us in on that. It's a very worthy initiative. All the best, Finbarr. That's Finbarr Maw there, Chairman of Ard Curran in Listowel, telling us about those workshops, which are training people tomorrow. 90 people in Listowel signed up for them. Fair play to all of them. Training people in just how to be more aware of someone who has dementia, be it the early stages or whatever, and knowing how to deal with them, how to make their customer experience more relaxed and more friendly. And in case you think this is a niche thing, just to listen to that statistic again. About 30 people every day in Ireland are now being diagnosed with dementia. It could be me, it could be you, it could be someone in our families. So as I said really earlier on, it's good to know that these initiatives are there to make people with dementia or who might get dementia in the future, to allow them to have as normal a life as possible.